If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week we learn exactly how games will work on the Nintendo Switch 2, Bellatro Dev responds to another restriction of gameplay online, and the release date for Mafia: The Old Country gets accidentally uploaded early. Here is the news for Sunday, 13th of April. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
It's been over a week since the Switch 2 Direct, and the stories just keep on coming. We found out that some of the new game cartridges won't actually have game data on it. They'll essentially just be keycards. The way it works is that you've put it in your Switch, and then you have to download the game from the internet. But you still have to have the cartridge in your Switch if you ever want to play, so sort of a digital game, but also not. It really starts the conversation of what do we even own if it is all just digital? They have said that once you've done the initial download, you can play games without the need of the internet.
Nintendo hasn't yet revealed which games will be released on game keycards or why they're even doing this, but people speculate that this format is a way to distribute games that are too big for the Switch 2's 64GB cartridges, as well as not completely get rid of the physical media. However, they said the game keycards won't be locked to the first account or console that uses them, so you can still borrow your friends' games or sell them on, so that's good to know.
The price point for the upgrade packs for The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom were also revealed this week. If you already have the Switch version and you want the slightly upgraded Switch 2 version with better FPS, it'll set you back about $10 US each. We reckon they'll be about 15 Australian, so not terrible. But if you subscribe to the higher tier of Nintendo Switch Online, it is included. Also, the DLC for Breath of the Wild isn't included in these Switch 2 editions, which just seems like a bad idea, to be honest. The upgraded price for other games like Kirby and the Forgotten Land are still to be confirmed. Bellatro is once again battling with age restrictions this week, this time facing off against YouTube. A recent change in the platform's terms of service now means that depictions or promotions of online casino sites or apps are now subjected to age restrictions, which of course has meant that some Bellatro videos are being rated 18 plus for gambling.
Developer Local Thunk took to sharing their frustration that the age rating issue is happening again. In his comment, he said, "Good thing we are protecting children from knowing what a four of a kind is and letting them watch CS case opening videos instead," which is honestly fair. Loot boxes are more of a gambling issue than Bellatro will ever be. The developer hasn't yet said what they're going to do, but it must be incredibly annoying for this to constantly happen just because of the art style the game has. Uh-oh, someone is in trouble after accidentally announcing the release date of the highly anticipated Mafia sequel, The Old Country. The blunder came in the form of a PAX East presentation announcement posted to Steam, which included the specific date of August 8th in the Japanese and Latin American language versions. The posts were quickly edited, but clearly not quickly enough.
We knew this game was coming this year, but we also know that studios just love to make a big show of announcing the official release date with new trailers and press releases to build hype. So yeah, this may not seem like the end of the world, but I bet there is a copywriter out there shaking in their boots right now. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Up first, we have Dive the Depths, a retro-inspired action roguelike where you play as a deep-sea diver navigating an ocean filled with bizarre and dangerous creatures. It's out on PC this Tuesday.
Next is the second and final installment in the Lost Reckons duology, Bloom and Rage Tape 2. continue Swan, Nora, Autumn, and Kat's story as they untangle the mystery that has haunted their friendship for decades. That's coming to Xbox Series S and X, PlayStation 5, and PC on the 15th.
Now to one of our most anticipated games of this year, Lush Foil Photography Sim. It's an incredible-looking photography simulator by solo developer Matt Newell and features stunning recreations of real-life environments, including Japan and Australia, to test your photography skills out on. Grab it on PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X on Tuesday, and be sure to check out our interview with Matt on the Light Map podcast, which we will link in the show notes.
Out on the 17th is Kitchen Wars, a fast-paced multiplayer party game that side-by-side pits restaurants against each other. Imagine Overcooked, but there's also another restaurant next to yours that you hate and want to ruin. And you've got Kitchen Wars. Grab it on PC this Thursday.
And finally, after spending months as a Microsoft exclusive, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is coming to PlayStation 5 on the 17th. It's a ripper game, and it's good those Sony-siders will get a chance to play it. We'll also chuck Gianni's review in the show notes as well.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey Kyle, you jumped onto our other podcast, Drop Rate, recently, didn't you?
That's right. It's been a little while since we popped something into the feed there. So we thought, why not make up a new style of show called Speedrun? It's a quick review to accompany the written version on the website. Take a listen to it now. Just search for Drop Rate in your podcast player. There'll be more to come. That's Drop Rate by Sifter, or head to our website.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, Chris Button, and Kat Jahn. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Matt Newell, the developer of Lush Foil Photography Simulator, joins me to share about how the environments in this game were the genesis of this whole project.
It is a photography simulator, sort of inspired by my interests and the photography that I've done. At its core, it's about the environments. Like, I've really tried to just recreate a lot of places from around the world in lots of detail and tried to keep them authentic and tried to give the game a rich atmosphere, so be out there on your own, just like not have a true goal aside from get from A to B. So I think I do want to kind of promote like the enjoyment you get from just being immersed in where you are and just like wandering around.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.